The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same. I'm fucking
yeah, way. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now!
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Laughing on the Sidelines. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. The Podcast Prodigy. JP, you've got yourself a little bit of a microphone malfunction over here. That's it.
My microphone won't stay hard. There. That's weird.
It's just for you.
It happens to guys at a certain age, man, but I didn't know it was 46.
That's what it is. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore, but we've got an excellent show for you today. First of all, we've got an excellent crew of stand-up comedians. First, he is none other than the most fabulous homosexual comedian, Mr. JP. And all the way from Los Angeles, California, the very funny on his second time on this show, Mr. Steve Peters.
Yay!
I'm so happy for you to be back.
Man, he talks about you all the time. I do. Man.
That makes one of us.
Hey, man. It's been a minute, but I'm very excited to have you back on the show. It's been too long, Steve.
It's been a while, and I am very glad to be here. Yeah. And I should have been here earlier.
That's okay. It's been it takes some time to come back. Nobody likes to come back anyways, except for JP. But anyways, we've got an excellent show for you today. Guys, if this is the very first time you've ever listened to the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. This is also an adult podcast where we like to use foul language and offend as many people as we possibly can. So if you have thin skin, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you and goodbye.
Yeah.
We've got a good show on the docket. JP's favorite docket, right?
I love the docket.
I'm sure you do. We've got some current events to go over, overrated or underrated. That's where I draw the line.
Go ahead and pick up the set and check it out,
man. Well, I just wanted to out this random black guy that's sitting there.
That's Michael Jordan, man. No, he's my favorite. So. That's actually Michael Jordan.
Random black guy.
Yeah. But we also have questions and preguntas and a draft, and as always, a shitty situation. But we like to go over what happened to us over the last week. We call it our week recap. Steve, yours is going to be a little bit more extensive than that.
Sure.
Because it's been over a year.
Yep.
Steve Peters, who the fuck are you? And what have you been up to, dog?
Oh, I got to go first.
Yeah, well, you got
I have been doing stand-up comedy in Los Angeles, California for a while, and I... my first day there, I got to bring Dave Chappelle on stage.
Isn't that the fucking coolest thing?
That was pretty cool. That was awesome. And then I've been back and forth between here and there a lot just because of work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oddly enough, stand-up comedy does not pay very well unless you're like Bill Burr or Burt Kreischer or somebody like that. So
those guys seem like they're doing very well for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried OnlyFans and couldn't do it. So... I am now building decks. It's a natural progression, I think. And then I drink too much. My wife told me that I was drying out this week. I'm not allowed to drink. And I'm so mad about that. But, yeah, other than that, man, it's just been fucking, yeah.
Yeah?
All right, here we go.
So you got to introduce Dave Chappelle, which is probably on people's, like, top 10 lists of things to do before they die.
He was a cool guy, and I think the way I introduced him, I was told he will remember it, so I think that was, was great.
So, do you dare?
Well, it was a show like the last week of February, and a friend of mine, I had just driven into LA, I'd been driving for 2 days, hadn't had any sleep. A friend of mine calls me and says, hey, we don't have a host for the show at the Hollywood Improv. Will you come host? Of course, yes, of course I'll do that. So I went and did that, and halfway through the headliner set, the lady that runs the improv came up to me and she goes, hey, we have a special guest. I'm going to need you to bring him up. And I was like, okay, let me know. I was at the back bar having a Jameson drinking contest with myself, and I was winning and just relaxing from the drive. And so later she came and she goes, okay, it's a go. I need you to bring him up. And I go, who? And she said, oh, Dave Chappelle. And I was like, what the fuck? I freaked out. And earlier in the night, since there was three white dudes on the show, I had made the joke that this show was far too white for Black History Month. So when I asked everybody if they were ready for more comedy, they said yes. And I said, do you guys remember how I told you earlier that this show was way too white for Black History Month? They're like, yeah. And I go, well, affirmative action called. We have a black guy on the show now. Please welcome Mr. Dave Chappelle. And he came up and he was laughing his ass off. And we shook hands and it was great. And he got so fucking drunk he had to be carried off stage. And I didn't get to hang out with him. So. But he did 2.5 hours of some comedy. Some of it was just preaching. Some of it was, I don't know. He's just working out new stuff. So it was cool. Fun though. It was really fun.
That's still cool. That's still top 10.
Hell yeah, dude. It was good.
But you're back in town for a little while, or are you going to be? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I told my wife yesterday that I really, really miss LA and I feel safer there. She's like, I do too. So anyway, maybe it's just the part of LA.
I guess so. Going back out to Hollyweird is what Jamie's called.
It's fine. It's good, man. Everybody's nice.
Oh, I don't believe you. All of the things I see on the internet is true, and they are weird out there.
Yeah. Everybody in the Midwest is like, I watched Fox News. I know exactly what happens out there, you psycho. I can't expect me to come back with blue hair and shit like that. And it didn't happen. If anything, I just became more, I don't know, libertarian.
That's fine. Good for the politics side of the show.
Yeah,
there you go. But anyways, it's good to have you back on. I've legitimately been texting you week after week.
I know.
So I really do appreciate
it. It's taken a lot for me to keep turning you down.
I know. You feel so bad.
Don't answer the text
message. It's so funny. I just look at it. It's like, no, if I don't say anything, then he's just going to move on, which is what I had to do.
Yeah.
But luckily, I know we were supposed to have Derek on the show this week. And
speaking of weak,
he's pretty that poor guy. Apparently he's sick, so that means he can't be here today, which normally
my wife is not at the show.
The best part about that is that's perfectly fine, because I would much rather have you here than him anyways.
He's a sweet kid.
But anyways, JP me and JP are sitting there like,
guy. We're talking about the same guy.
No, I don't think so.
I like it.
But anyways, JP, show me your anticlimactic week of interest that you have.
So I smoked a lot of pot, played a lot of video games, went bowling twice, and man, I ran into a fan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I took my mom to the doctor on.
What a fucking place to run into somebody.
I took my mom to the doctor on Thursday, and because I'm so smart,
right.
I drove her car, and her key fob is in the fucking cup holder.
Right.
And I wheel her. I get a wheelchair. I wheel her into the doctor. I come back out to move the car because I was parked right up front, and the keys are locked in there now. Car's running. Just put gas in it. I got there and she's like, I'm out of gas. Do you think we can stop for gas? And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, you know, why not?
Is that why she had to have a wheelchair to get into the doctor's office? She was like, Mom, I'm beating your ass.
Yeah, she walked fine. She walked fine before I got there. Call a locksmith.
Nice.
And $65 later, he came out and took 2 seconds to open the door and fucking gave me his little hillbilly grin. And as he was pulling out, I was getting ready to go back in and get her. Here comes some fucking random dude pushing her out.
Yeah?
And he's like, hey, JP, you know, I'm a big fan of the show, whatever.
That's awesome.
And fucking took the wheelchair back in. Says he listens to the show every week. It's actually a guy that I know. His name is Sean Light. His dad used to be the GM at North Rock.
I know Sean. I know Sean. Yeah.
So Sean listens every week, and I saw him at my mom's doctor's office. He came up, and I didn't recognize him, man. It's been a long time since I'd seen him. So when he came in, he kind of waved at me, and I thought he was just being like a friendly guy. So I was like, hey, you know, I mean, I was, and then, you know, the more I sat there, I was like, I fucking know that guy. And I can't. But finally, he did come up and said, hey, it's me. And I was like, oh, well, thanks for listening. He told me you fucking suck, and I'm the best. So he's got good fucking taste.
Yeah, everybody cheers for that.
But yeah, so we get back in the car, and my mom was like, oh, that's nice. She goes, does that happen a lot? And I was like, at least three times a day.
So, yeah, it definitely does.
But yeah, that's it, man. That's as exciting as my week got.
Hey, that's still pretty exciting. When somebody recognizes you from doing the show, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's a pretty good day. But anyways,
let's hear about your week.
My week,
so I can take a nap.
I do got a good week. I'm going to skip through the boring parts. I did golf.
I'm shocked.
I did play well.
I'm sure you did. I did play well.
It was a scramble, man. It's not that big of a deal, you know.
It's not that big a deal, but you just got to tell everybody on the fucking podcast
how drive well it 300 yards.
But it's not that big a deal.
310 all day.
310 all day. That's what it is. But I am actually okay. This is maybe the gayest thing that I'm really excited for, JP. And if you judge me,
I wish I had one of those white wigs.
If you judge me, I will be so disappointed. But my TikTok For You page right now is filled with nothing but NSYNC reunion shit right now.
So hot.
Because everybody's excited, like they're gonna do a reunion tour. They're all getting back together and shit. And here's the thing: whenever they were out, and I was a young kid, I really didn't care for them. I didn't have the boy band thing. I liked the hard rock and shit. But over the years, I like Justin Timberlake, and I like all of, you know, this cool stuff, and I like the nostalgia for it. So now I see all of it, and I'm going, this is really cool, and I kind of want to see a fucking NSYNC show live.
I think this is a good time to bring this up. Have you guys heard the commercial of the lady that has to throw her t-shirt away because it stinks so bad? Like, what is that lady doing that she can't get the fucking smell out of her NSYNC t-shirt? Dude, it's on like SiriusXM or something, and it's a chick that's throwing away her t-shirt, and the NSYNC guys on the front of the t-shirt are like, tell me why. You have to throw us away, and she's like, because you stink. And I'm like, bitch, you stink. All right, sorry. That commercial makes me laugh.
But no, if they roll through Wichita, Kansas, I might go. I'm going to play it off like, you know, my wife and her girlfriends and all them want to go, but I secretly kind of want to go.
If they roll through Wichita, Kansas, they're sadder than I thought.
Dude, they're trying
I think Scotty going to a Taylor Swift concert and NSYNC in the same year
absolutely qualifies fucking as an honorary not. Gay. I will not go see that bitch. I will not go see that bitch. Fuck her.
Well, Travis Kelce's going to see her vagina.
We'll get there in a second.
I've seen vaginas. Hard pass from me. Anyways, they're scary.
Anyways.
They're little munchkins.
Yeah. Anyways, the last thing I want to do is I got absolutely obsessed with a TV show. I know you have Apple TV, right? Still have it?
Yeah, I just got done rewatching all the Ted Lasso.
I know, because you have to watch them three or four times because you miss shit. But no, there is a show that's if you haven't watched it, everybody needs to go and watch it. It is absolutely fucking addictive. It's called Silo. Have you watched it yet?
I haven't.
Dude, it is probably one of the best, like, actual TV shows I don't know anything about, clicked on it and absolutely got ridiculously addicted to it, and me and my wife couldn't put it down. We watched it all in a fucking weekend. It was 10 episodes long.
Well, since I value your taste, then I will just go ahead and skip that one.
Oh, thanks, man.
I was going to watch it.
No, it's a dystopian situation where they built a silo. It's so fucking good. So now the first season's over. They've announced that they're going to have a second season in 2024. But because I'm an impatient prick, I ordered all of the books that they have already written for it and got them coming on the way. And I'm actually going to break down and read books.
Hold up.
Fuck, you can read? Shit. Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow.
Breed, type, have sex with my wife, all kinds of things you don't believe that I actually
did. Did you say read or breed? Because.
Well, I can't. I don't know.
Hey, I'm willing to play NSYNC in the background if that's what it takes, man.
I'm good.
While
man.
He's cleaning his laundry.
No, yeah. I'm good. But
I went climbing in a silo in Rose Hill, Kansas.
No shit.
I grew up in Rose Hill.
Yeah, it was on Rose Hill Road.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I learned how to belay.
Wee-wee.
I dropped a guy one time because I wasn't paying attention. I was like, oh, shit, like, that dude just bounced off the ground.
Way to go,
my
Steve.
Bad.
Like, you really have to pay attention when you're doing that shit. And when it's a 15-year-old kid, you probably shouldn't let him do that.
Even worse.
Yeah, it was more traumatic for me than the person that fell.
That's great. But also, Monday's Suggestions was another big hit, which was pretty darn cool. Every single Monday on all of our socials, I put out a suggestion or an announcement to where you guys can all comment all of the suggestions for the show for this week. And y'all came out in fucking droves. So thank you very much to all of you guys out there. This is almost going to be a listener appreciation episode with how many actual suggestions that were worth the show.
There was a live studio audience.
I know. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Holy shit. Look up, man.
Yeah. Oh, all of these
there they are. Huge. Yeah, there they are. You're too concentrated on the black guy on the desk.
I thought the Dickosaurus was pretty good.
That's cool. It's actually a Tyrannosaurus Dix is what that is. Yeah, but that's okay.
All right. Well, that's fine. No big deal.
JP's favorite. Nice. But anyways,
it wouldn't be the first time I sat on it.
God damn it.
I'm sure the hospital has fished a few of those out.
God damn it. Anyways,
who could afford a hospital? I got a Frank down the street.
He has the best needle nose plier.
Yeah, and he can give you an oil change while you're there.
Exactly.
So, fucking good deal.
I love it.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on to the show. We've got current events to go over. Obviously, it is week two of the NFL season, but we did have some college football that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, man, that game was fucking awesome.
Colorado State. That's the only one I'm going to talk about. That's the only one I'm going to talk about because I don't care anything. I don't care about the NCAA. I don't want to give him any credit. But Coach Prime,
dude can people make are so a show, mad, baby. Bro. People are so mad
at Coach Prime.
Yes.
Oh, he's bringing.
There's
it.
No what place do you expect? For that.
He's
there's
the
no
exact
place for
same
that.
Person he's been since he started football.
He
he's
hasn't
no different.
Changed.
No. Yeah, he's
that's
no
the same
different at
dude.
All.
No, but they are up in arms about.
I think it's kind of funny.
There's no place for that in college
did you
football.
See his feet? And,
oh, dude, he can barely walk.
What the fuck, dude? He has millions and millions of dollars. He needs a foot transplant.
Yeah,
whatever that is. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Absolutely. It is disgusting.
That would
be
my only complaint.
It was a fucking entertaining game. The kickoff was at 9 o'clock.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Why
1:30
so
in the morning, I'm like, wait, double OT? What the hell is going on here?
Exactly.
And I was going to bet, and I'm glad I didn't. I thought I had put it in my parlay as Colorado State money line.
Oh,
what
really?
I was going to bet. And my buddy told me I was an idiot. And then throughout the game, he like, oh, all right. And so he's betting live betting. And so he won a few live bets on it. But I didn't. I really thought Colorado State would win by at least a touchdown.
I kind of did, like, going into, like, the first half, at least going into halftime. I was like, oh, holy shit, this is getting way close for comfort. But then you realize that, you know, it's Coach Prime, and he's going to get the best players on planet Earth to come to Colorado.
Optimus.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to pull it out. So good for him. good for the Buffaloes of Colorado.
I just don't want to go up to altitude.
Yeah, I don't either.
My father-in-law lives in Colorado Springs, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't drink as much up there.
That's what deters you? Yeah. Anyways, moving on, we obviously got the week two of the NFL season. The Rams, I really wanted Derek to be here for this so I could kind of like set the fire under his ass because we had lots of like people want to know like his reactions to the NFL being rigged and the Bears sucking, but actually you being a Bears fan kind of fill the shoes. So before I get to the Rams, I want to ask you, what do you think about your huge quarterback, your franchise quarterback, Justin Fields?
Justin Fields ain't it.
Really?
Like, he's just not. He's not it. I don't know what his deal is, man. But then again, Deshaun Watson yesterday had a couple pump fakes that he... If he hadn't done that, if he hadn't gone like this, if he'd have just thrown the ball, they would have been great completions. It would have been, you know what I mean, a lot more points. So I don't know. you know, there's only like one Mahomes. There's only like one Favre. There's only like one Aaron Rodgers. There's only one Tom Brady, stuff like that. And I think everybody's searching for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that huge deal.
Sure.
And the Bears had an opportunity, and they were fucking morons to do it. Ryan Pitt. Yeah, anyway, whatever. The front office sucks and everything else. So I actually had to comfort a Minnesota Vikings fan the other day. She's been my friend forever. She's like, what the fuck? I'm ready to be done with the season. And I was just like, and she lives in Minnesota. So I was like, hey, I'm a Bears fan. It gets easier, I promise. And yeah. Everybody on her page just fucking was, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not unexpected. I've never been the this is our year guy or yeah. whatever. There's just not been enough.
Momentum.
Yeah. There's just never, you know, we'll win four games this year, maybe.
Oh,
maybe
no, three. You'll win more than that. So,
I don't know. I think we went, I think we only won like four or five last year.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean,
it sucks.
You got my team. You got the Detroit Tigers. You got the Detroit Lions.
You don't even know his team. Fucking idiot.
Since when are the Lions?
Jesus.
3 years
since
ago.
Since he just decided to pick someone at fucking
3 years
random.
Ago. 3 years ago.
Because he saw some show.
No.
And he's a Dan.
It's because they've been rebuilding for 3 years.
No,
this
Dan
year
Campbell.
They actually look a little better, but they're going to shit the bed.
No, they won't. Dan Campbell is my
they're
dude.
They're going to shit the bed.
Dan Campbell's my dude. But still, it was a really shitty game. I mean, like, there's no reason that we should have lost that game other than the fact Jared Goff, there's a pick six late in the game, and that kind of does it. But it's okay. It's okay. It's still going to be good six. Like a good season.
Okay, you talk about it being scripted.
Yes, that's what Derek says.
What game was it? Why is it escaping me right now?
They were down. I'm gonna get to
20 points, and they kicked a field goal.
That's the Los Angeles Rams. Is what I was just getting to. The Los Angeles Rams kick a field goal with time expiring to lose by only 7 points against San Francisco.
Yeah,
and it had a 7-point spread, which made it a push.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
And then their excuse is going to be, well, we needed those points because if at the end of the year. You have to win by the points. I guess they total up total points.
That's
scored,
like in such like, an extreme
it's
situation.
So fucking stupid, dude. And it was such a dude that stoked. Like I kind of hope he did that on purpose to stoke the fucking conspiracy theory.
That's,
because it was pretty.
He's like he's like, coach, come here.
Yeah.
Check this out. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to really fuck this money line.
Yeah.
We're already going to lose the game. We're going to push.
Let's
get the field goal unit
I do
out there.
Believe that everybody on OSU's football team bet on South Alabama to win.
Yeah, well, if they didn't.
So, yeah.
But no, the rain, that is kind of why I really hope that you're right whenever you say that they did it on purpose, because Derek is one of those people that's sitting at home just fucking stewing in his fucking chair.
The other thing that we need to remember here is it is entertainment.
It is.
And, you know, until the Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers had that NBA blowout battle that's always been the battle for the ages, people were like done watching the NBA. Like, it wasn't that interesting, you know? So it's like hockey.
Sucks.
Hockey, I played very, you know, competitive hockey my whole life and still do. But hockey, they're trying to, like, you got to fucking score more points. Why do we not watch soccer in America for the most part?
Because
fucking weirdos do. They wake up at 5 a.m. to go to the bar and watch fucking whatever, Newcastle or whatever it is. I know there's those people, but for the most part, nobody wants to fucking watch a game for 60 minutes and it ends 0-0.
I agree with you.
That's not fun. And then the fucking, dude, I swear to God, soccer players are built out of tissue paper. They get fucking hurt on a blade of grass. I've never seen anything like, but like I said, I played rugby and hockey my entire life, so even football players and fuck you with the pads. But anyway, it is entertainment, and it's high-level entertainment, and there's billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake in ad revenue and everything else. And
fair enough.
And the defense that they put forward now, you know, when they're trying to hurry up, in the last few minutes of the game because the advertisers were pissed off that nobody would watch the last bit of the game if they were down 7 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I think there's an entertainment factor to it, and I think there's a little bit of both going on there.
Maybe, but I still don't give
– I don't think it's rigged completely.
I don't think
you'd be able to do that.
the only thing –
It's not WWE.
Exactly.
It's not two dudes in a ring.
Exactly. You know? And I think that's the biggest thing.
And
that's
we would know about it.
Yeah, we would. We would. And yeah, so – big time question mark, but I really hope it was just the head coach just fucking with everybody who says it's rigged. Moving on. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, question mark?
Who banging, cares, man?
Banging. Okay. That's how he sprained his knee. It was on her butthole.
He had the leg up, bro. Totally had it. But here's the other thing. I look at Taylor Swift, and I think she's like maybe 22 years old. She's not. She's obviously.
Yeah, she seems like a child.
She looks like a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
And Travis Kelce.
I don't think you could ever find her sexually attractive. Miley Cyrus, I would fucking knock the brakes off that bitch,
dude.
And I would make her. I would make her dress up as fucking Hannah Montana while I was doing it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Taylor Swift, fuck that, dude. She just. She's always the girl next door in the fucking drawn pictures.
Dude, I don't like Miley Cyrus.
Oh, first, dude, she'd do things to you that would fuck your mind up.
Yeah. No!
Yeah, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
She would do something with her tongue on your dick that nobody could ever complete. Yeah, no, it'd be...
I just want to learn from her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, Stitches has that song, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Oh, so, God. Yeah.
I'm going to put cocaine in your ass.
That's good shit.
Yeah, and she probably wrote that.
I've done that. By the way,
I've heard it numbs. Yeah.
It numbs it up a little bit.
Oh, God.
Cocaine and a little lemon juice. And you are good to go.
Lemon juice?
Yeah. Puckers everything up a little bit.
That's awesome. Oh, I like it.
All right. Well, anyways, what I was going to say was she looks like a kid.
She does.
And Travis Kelce looks like a 40-year-old cop.
Yeah,
his fucking
he looks like a fucking motorcycle cop now. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Why did he do that? He looked kind of gangster before.
I think he's actually to make fun of Andy Reid is what he says on his podcast, which I really enjoy listening to.
Oh, I didn't know he had a podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's good. But the biggest thing is...
Can you imagine him and Gronkowski on the same podcast?
I think it's happened.
You would actually lose IQ points listening to that fucking podcast. For sure. That would not be good.
I just want to know if Rob Gronkowski's got hit in the head enough, he'll fuck me.
No, because, there's
probably. Man,
there's, probably. I'm in for that.
There's not enough. There's not enough times he could have gotten hit in the head.
I don't know if that's true, Scotty.
Have you seen the puss that guy walks around with?
Dude, that guy's going to some like Eyes Wide Shut parties and shit where it's dark in there. JP can just sneak in and just
he'll
fucking
never
slide
know.
It.
He'll never know.
Even know.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, Sally. Shave your beard.
Sorry. Anyways, there was somebody that spilled the beans, though. When Kelce caught his touchdown this week, the announcer actually said, and Kelce finds the blank space, which is a song by... Taylor Swift.
T Swift. Swifty.
Old Swifty. So I thought,
if he's knocking her out, he's the ultimate Swifty.
Exactly. Exactly. Awesome. So you know what? I'm going to shut my mouth, but I hope it works out for you two. You guys would be great together.
No.
I thought Kelce was like married to a black chick.
He dated one for a while.
Oh, I thought they were married.
No, they weren't married. Oh. But anyways, then we get to move on to Monday Night Football, which traditionally is one game on Monday night, but the NFL is
so fucking
retarded and decides to make two games. And here's one thing. It's like,
are they doing that the whole season?
No, but they are doing it this week.
Okay.
This coming week, they're going
to
do it again.
But here's the deal.
Could you like start the first game at like 5,
yes,
get over at 7,
exactly,
and then play it again?
Yes.
If you did that, that makes so much more sense if you're trying to appeal all your fucking networks or whatever bullshit.
Yep.
But no, they decide to start one and then one right after the other. So you're trying to sit there and watch both games like a fucking moron.
Why would you watch both games? There's only one game worth watching, and it was barely worth watching.
That's true.
That is true, but when you got fantasy implications, some guys have other people, and it just kind of is what it is.
Fantasy implications.
But.
Fag.
But.
We're all thinking it. JP's saying it.
Anyways, but no. So you ended up having two Monday Night Football games. I agree with you. I think the Saints game and the Carolina Panthers game was probably not the one to watch. It was
probably not. Did you watch it?
Bad. No. It was
so well. Bad. If you didn't,
it was awful.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
It was awful, and I'm glad I didn't. But if you were watching the more important game, which
was the Steelers
at home against the Cleveland Browns, you've got the massage rapist, who's the quarterback, who's supposed to be coming back in full swing. He's instead of being an excellent quarterback, he's grabbing face masks of people trying to tackle him, dude. And getting unnecessary roughness. How often in football do you get an unnecessary roughness penalty?
You got two of them
on a quarterback.
Two of them.
This motherfucker does it twice. twice.
Yep.
If he's raping masseuses, I want to know how hardcore that shit was when he's grabbing people trying to tackle him by the face mask. Then he pushes a referee. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like spit at you,
How embarrassing would that be if he saw Bill Belichick at the massage? Bill has to be like, I don't know that motherfucker. I'm not responsible for anything he's about to do.
Oh man, it's just so frustrating. But then I'm sitting here rooting against the Steelers because I got to ask you a question. This is an honest question. Mm-hmm. Who is the most annoying fan base in the NFL?
So I had this conversation with my wife on Monday night. I go, dude, they kind of sound like the Chiefs fans, except they're not as loud. They're trying to be as loud as the Chiefs fans, but they're just not there. They aren't getting it.
Okay.
I'm married to a Dallas Cowboys fan, so I think I have to go with that fan base.
Okay.
I've had to, although, I don't know, because I've been to a couple Bears games at Dallas Cowboys Stadium or AT&T, whatever the fuck it is, and everybody's pretty nice. But sure. Then again, Chiefs fans, man, they're always throwing shit on opposing fans and stuff. I mean, that just happened when they got beat by Detroit.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Yeah, a friend of mine was up there, and he had his Lions stuff on. He's from Michigan. He's been a Lions fan forever.
Sure.
And they were throwing fucking drinks and shit on him.
What a piece of shit!
Fuck off! Like, yeah. I don't know. I just think that's kind of like if you're allowing that to take over your thinking and everything else just because you think you're a diehard fan, you're a piece of shit.
So you say Chiefs?
I think so, man. Okay. I don't know. Maybe L.A. Dodgers fans.
Well, no, NFL. NFL only.
Oh. I was gonna say there's been some people killed at Dodger Stadium.
There's probably been people killed at Raiders.
Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be going to the Bears game Sunday at Kansas City, so I'll let you know then.
Okay, sounds good. How about you, JP? Who do you think? Is it the Chiefs? 100%.
Yeah, dude. You know, I wish the Chiefs would do like Wichita State.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, get rid of their football team?
No.
Yeah. Same way, too.
That was an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, well.
Wichita State's football team crashed a plane in the mountains and killed the entire team.
They just went on a surprise ski trip.
Yeah.
Fuck.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know, man. I hate
the Chiefs. I hate everything about them.
If you're... Like, I love having friends that are fans of other
teams. Same. Oh, yeah,
that
me too.
You know, other, you know, Republican, Democrat, all that. Like, I'm so in the middle with all, like, I'm I always congratulate them when they win. Like, it's good job. That's you're happy for your team. But when you're just such a piece of shit that you take that shit so personal, especially like on Facebook, it's like, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to because a bunch of people that would never even know it if you fucking died tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
And you bought $5,000 worth of their shit. Like, go fuck yourself, dude. You're not even... I don't know. That to me, I think that's the personal part of it.
So I've had a pretty consistent, like, top three in the NFL for several years since we've done this show.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And then I would say...
My wife.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys.
My wife.
Your wife's lovely.
Yeah.
Terrible person as a Cowboy fan, though. Yeah. But then you would have to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers and then the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that my arrangement has been mixed up. It now goes from the bottom to the top, the Dallas Cowboys, and then it goes the Kansas City Chiefs, and now it is the Pittsburgh fucking Steelers.
Really?
Their fans are everywhere, and the only reason why they're everywhere is because of the 90s.
Eagles fans are the biggest pieces of shit on the planet.
They are shitty, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh Steelers fans are everywhere because in the 90s, you had Cowboys fans and Steelers fans because those were the only two fuckers that were in the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's the way that it was. Right. And so they just kind of bred little stupid fuckheads that grew up to be Steelers fans, and now they're all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so whenever the Steelers play in Kansas, they all get together under a desk and start blowing each other just to hope that they get the significant win of beating the Cleveland Browns at
That's
home.
A big fucking desk.
Like they should. And then they go and talk shit about it the next day, and it's so fucking annoying. So I am now rooting against the Pittsburgh Steelers for the remainder of the season.
Well, I was going to. Then they found out that they were blowing each other under desks.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Now JP's I'm thinking about in on going that.
To get a jersey. Yeah, he's
like, I found a new team.
Just get Terry Bradshaw jersey. Go to a Pittsburgh Steelers game, and will be king of dick sucking. So.
Well, and you get one free rape ticket with a Ralph Wisberger jersey too. So it's,
there you go.
You know, it's
mine's
fine.
Gonna be interchangeable, reversible.
Yeah. Just Velcro on the back.
That's it.
Oh, love it.
God damn it. Awesome. But anyways, during that particular football game, probably one of the grossest injuries I've ever seen watching live.
Gross.
Poor gross. Nick Chubb. I feel so terrible for that guy.
Yeah, dude, I love that guy, too.
Don't do like that.
No.
Your leg is not supposed to go the wrong direction.
That thing looked like Gumby.
Oh, fuck. It's so terrible because, I mean, I was an EMT at one point. That was the one thing I still can't watch is limbs, fingers, arms, all of that just going the wrong way where they're not supposed to. That fucks with me.
I dropped out of EMT school because they said that I would have people that puked on me.
Yeah, that's why I quit. That I 110%.
Hate. Dude, yeah. I can show up at like a car accident scene because I used to be a cop. So like somebody could be cut in half. I'd be like, you get the bottom, I'll get the top. Let's go eat lunch. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But if you have the fucking flu, I lose my shit, dude. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't want that weird shit on me. Like, dude, I can't. And so I quit. I was going to go to the fire department, and I stopped being an EMT.
You want to know why? Because they get called faster for medical calls than fucking EMTs.
Like, why couldn't you just go fight fires? Like, I don't want to help people.
I just wanted to
spray water on
things. That's what I was going to school for. Yeah. I was going to school for a fire one, fire two, all that shit. But they make you take EMT. That's one of the requirements. And the main reason why is because as a firefighter, you have to don your gear and get on your whatever vehicle that you're getting into and get called for medical calls. And somehow, some way, we would still beat the fucking paramedics there every fucking time. That's beside the point. Anyways,
sad day.
But it was absolutely terrible. And that's I'm glad I didn't get to see that injury when he
it sucks. It was rough. It was very rough.
So good luck to all of you people on fantasy football that have Nick Chubb.
Yikes. I think he tore every MCL, ACL, CSL. I have no idea what all the L's are, but all of them are fucking done.
As of the time we're recording, they have not disclosed what tendons were torn, but I'm guessing all of them.
Every single one of them. And one of them was like stretched double size. Yeah, it was weird.
So bad. Feels so terrible for him.
He's going to be a really good kicker now.
He's going to wind up.
He starts 2 yards from the ball, takes one step, and just fucking boots it 80 yards.
Jesus. The saddest thing is, too, it could be a career ender. So I hope that doesn't happen.
So you think Aaron Rodgers' injury is a career ender? He's old. Completely snapped in half Achilles.
Wanted to play for the Jets and tell everybody to fuck off. His interview on Pat McAfee the other day was absolutely hilarious because people were telling him that the reason why that injury happened.
Oh, dude,
when
he told Keith Olbermann to go get another booster, that shit was hilarious, dude. I was like, oh boy.
That's good shit. Oh man, that was some funny stuff. But, anyways. That is the current events that we have for this week. We are not ESPN. We are a comedy show. So that's when we get to move on to the fun stuff, and that's why we're here. So hope you guys had fun with that. Now let's move on to overrated or underrated. We have a lot of fan suggestions, but the first one is not from a fan.
Okay.
It is overrated or underrated.
Where did this?
Why did you just fucking say the thing?
Strange. Sorry. Overrated or underrated? Mm-hmm. Catholic church tickle parties.
I don't know. I grew up in Catholic school and I never had one of these.
These are fun.
So I don't know what that is.
They're sleepovers. You go to the church and like it's a game that you play.
You might be the only one playing this game.
Yeah. Were you the only one there?
No.
I have news for you.
I'm absolutely not playing this game.
No, but he can't tell who the other people were. He's been sworn to secrecy.
They brought them out one at a
time.
They have
an NDA. Oh, here, sign this. Sign this, kid.
I don't know. I just...
It's a big check.
Jesus is watching.
This is so overrated. Don't ever do this. This is terrible. But no.
I can't really judge because I've never. What is that?
I mean, just imagine going to a Catholic church on like your retreat, staying the night with all your friends who are also in Bible school.
In a church?
In a church. And, and you know, and then Father is chasing you around trying to tickle you.
I don't think you understand how Catholic.
I think, yeah, I don't think you understand how
everybody
this works.
Just they feels have to have communion and goes first. To church once a week, right. And that's it. It's over. Yeah,
that's, get drunk on the weekends after.
Exactly.
That's what makes
I think
sense.
You're thinking of the Mormonites.
Speaking of which, I have a drinking event coming up at Blessed Sacrament Church. It's Oktoberfest. They bring in huge beer trucks and everything. It's kind of fun.
I'll
do the fun run thing, and then that's a good excuse to get shit faced.
Damn, dude. That's another thing that's been on my For You page is right now it's like the kicking off of Oktoberfest over in Germany.
Oh, dude, those God broads are getting the fucking girls out. Holy shit, dude.
I need to go before I die, but I'm bringing you with me because you've
Let's
been.
Go. Let's go. Oh, it's so badass.
Anyways, so basically we don't know if it's overrated or underrated, but it sounds terrible. Next one. This is
I feel like it has to be a real thing.
You got to imagine that it is.
All right.
Okay.
I'm shocked it didn't come from a fan.
Yeah, me too.
Wait till you get to the rest of them. They're pretty good too. Next one. This is from a fan. This is from Facebook. Chase Golden wants to know, overrated or underrated, VIP rooms at the strip club.
I say overrated because now you're just paying more to get your herpes.
Yeah, it depends on which strip club. If we're talking about Jezebel, or no, what's the, Pleasures in South Wichita, Kansas.
That is actually a slang term here called P-Town.
Okay, if you're talking about that place, I would assume it is quite overrated. Just because the chick comes in and you're like, oh, God, I'm going to have my $30 back or whatever it is. But listen, if you're in Vegas, maybe. I don't know, that might be good, but then again, I don't think they're banging you.
Yeah, so. I haven't went to a bunch of strip clubs. I know, shocking. But I have been to several here, and it's something about when the girl walks up to you and goes, oh, would you like to tip me?
Yeah,
fuck
I know,
no, bitch. Yeah, if I exactly. wanted to tip you, yeah. I'd have been up there on the stage watching your fucking.
I have a wife at home. I can get money away for free.
My wife's on Amazon right now, spending all our money.
You get to
I mean, this sounds like a party that JP would go to. A bunch of dudes sitting around getting boners together.
Yeah, which you know, I can appreciate.
Watching somebody dance. It's very strange.
It's like Duck Duck Goose. Only they're sitting on each other's lap, basically.
Oh my gosh! But then you can't touch them. Like it's weird. It's very strange.
It is very strange, but I mean, when you get that age,
what if you get a smelly one?
Oh no, I've gotten way worse.
It's like, whoa, you've been dancing all night
too. Yeah, no,
I think I've told this story before, but I went to a strip club once because I was basically dragged there. I did not want to go, they put me on perv row because everybody that I was with was on perv row.
They made him.
It gets way worse. They were putting dollar bills in front of me. They were just throwing them in front of me.
Nice.
And they knew because the dancer that came out that was stripping was probably maybe 50 years old.
Oh,
and it was gravity did works on her tits. It was amazingly gross.
Hey, man. Maybe that's all she knows how
maybe
to do, you know?
Throw them over her shoulder. Yeah. You know?
That would have been more entertaining. I'm not trying to get turned on at this point. Just show me what you can do with your long boobs.
Did she dance to my Do Your Ears Hang Low? was that her song?
Fucking should have been.
That would have been hot.
But no, VIP rooms at strip clubs are overrated. It's nothing. You just come here, spend more money.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, anyways, next one is also from a fan. This is from Instagram, Zach Valencia. He wants to know, overrated or underrated parking lot sex?
I don't know. It's happened a few times.
Are we talking outside the car or inside?
Ask what's his name?
I think inside.
Huh?
One of the Stevens. Was it Brandon?
Yeah.
Ask Brandon.
I mean, in L.A., everybody's having parking lot sex because that's where their house
is. Right. I was going to say, you can't afford to go to a house.
Yeah. I mean, they have a nice tent, you know, in the Home Depot parking lot. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I banked my wife in a Whole Foods parking lot. I feel like that was pretty gluten-free, you know?
Good.
So it's, it was more expensive. I don't know. And then... I don't know. It just depends, I guess. I think if you're in a car, you know, or a van, if you've been forced into the van, it's not so fun. But if you haven't, then maybe it's great, you know? I don't know.
Oh, fuck me. Fucking Whole Foods. What made you all of a sudden go?
Well, we were in the seafood section and I got turned on. I don't know, man. It was, we were drunk.
We thought we made it home.
Yeah, it was a pulled over situation. We just pulled in and, you know.
Just when in doubt, just say you were drunk and everything's just a party.
Exactly.
Oh, God. If you've ever tried to have sex in your car, you got to be kind of flexible, and I'm not
that way. That's why I have an SUV.
Always
have an SUV or a truck.
I've got a huge truck, and I still don't like it. I would much rather be at home in bed because I'm regular.
Regular.
Yeah. Jesus, that sounds like you take Metamucil during sex.
Right. I'm regular. That's weird. And if I'm going to shit something, it's not going to be my truck.
No, I've been haunted ever since I was like in high school. I was getting a blowjob behind a building and some lady came out and caught us. And so ever since, it's just not the same. So, yeah.
Did she join in or did she
just stop?
What happened?
She banged on the window and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah,
What a bitch.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, she just watched. If she would have fucking stood there and flicked her bean, she'd have been a lot more fun.
Exactly. Right. Come on. I'm happier than you. So, JP, overrated, underrated?
Oh, yeah, overrated.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. All right. Next one. Overrated or underrated, the Roman Empire. It's fucking way underrated, dog.
I agree.
It's so underrated.
Yeah, I agree because brother fucked brother and fucking they were fucking raunchy motherfuckers.
Is Bathsheba part of the Roman Empire?
Yeah, I think that
guy was a fucking dick.
Yeah.
God damn. Hey, I'm going to send your husband to the front lines in hopes of him dying so I can...
Yeah.
Anyway,
Julius Caesar.
Yeah,
he makes a good salad. Yeah,
he makes a good salad.
Yeah, he does. That's pretty good. I have Costco Julius Caesar salad.
In my
fucking refrigerator right now.
The gladiators, man.
Dude, American gladiators is fucking awesome. Okay, that actually makes it kind of cool because it came from there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go underrated.
This is way underrated for me.
Yeah,
everybody that's asking your husband these questions, yes, it's fucking underrated. You stupid bitch.
I like it.
All right, and last but certainly not least,
I love this one.
Overrated or underrated? Being frozen in carbonite with a raging erection.
100% underrated. Because right now, dude, my dick doesn't get used half as much as it would. If I just had that thing sticking out, she's walking by the refrigerator, and she's like, I'm going to get some orange juice and fucking just sit on this for a few minutes. I think that is fucking super underrated. Like, I wish I knew somebody with some carbonite.
I have to go overrated because there's not enough carbonite. I mean, it's rare. Carbonite's not just available.
They keep getting it halfway down my dick.
Yeah. So
I like it.
It's just really hard, and then the end is just really floppy. It's not cool.
I like it.
It's like one of those things that you blow up parties.
Oh, it's like an anteater.
Yeah.
Hard
bark. I'd say this is kind of overrated because I think it would just get caught on shit and it'd accidentally break it off.
Oh, you're walking around?
I mean, maybe. I mean, no, you're not.
I just pictured
not.
Han Solo
No, you're
on the front of my refrigerator with his dick hanging out.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not leaving my wife at home.
You know what I mean? No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, you are.
Like, I think that thing's getting used.
No, you're the refrigerator door, but what's going to happen is that, you know, you're carbonite at this point, so she's going to have somebody over, and somebody's not going to know that, hey, you've got a raging erection. Walk by it, get caught on something, and tear the tip of your dick off.
Even better. Oh, no, it's carbonite, dude. Nothing's tearing the tip of anything off with carbonite.
Okay,
you are going to rip that bitch's clothes for sure. She's going to remember your dick forever. I like it. I think it's super underrated. Okay. This is great.
This is great. Okay, I'm going to still say overrated.
Fuck Walt Disney being frozen in... fucking frozen peas or whatever it is, this would be way better.
Okay.
I don't know how they'd make your dick.
Carbonite would be way better.
Stick in it or something if you're dead. Stick.
That is overrated or underrated. We're going to keep on moving
more
on.
Like a branch.
To some more of your suggestions.
I wonder if they could use like a plaster of Paris type
thing. Yeah. And then, yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome. That is the most underrated thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Anyways, now we get to move on to a segment. Steve, you've never been a part of this segment. This is JP's actually, it's his favorite segment.
Yeah, man, that's a good one.
This is called That's Where I Draw the Line. These are certain situations to where you got to pick where you draw the line. It's a simple, and if you can't figure it out.
I don't have a lot of lines.
Tack hammer time.
Yeah, that's why I like this segment, because it's really easy to answer.
Anyways, a lot of these are from you, the listeners, so let's see how you did. The first one, however, is not.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Because I got to fill the spots in. The first one is, how much porn do you have to watch for you to be a porn addict?
I think that's a stupid question because I don't think I'm a porn addict.
But
I mean, I got to fucking get off somehow, and none of you guys are willing to help, so.
This is true.
Well, Derek's not here, but here's the deal. This one hits a little close to home.
Okay.
I'll be honest. Recently. Over the past few days, I was reading a story in the news.
On the way here.
Yeah. I was reading a story in the news a couple days ago on like Facebook News or whatever, and it was about some chick that's like, I don't know, she's a senator or some shit. And they found out, I don't know, no, not her. She would probably be fun to fuck too.
Yeah.
She's just dumb. But her and who's the other dumb bitch? The
Nancy Pelosi.
No. AOC.
Yeah, I think she'd kind of be a dead fish, but
seems like we've got a lot of dumb bitches.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's dumb enough to be like, I'll suck it after it's in my ass.
Yeah,
that's fine. So, but no, I was looking at this story the other day, and it said that this senator lady, I don't know who she is, but she had sex with her husband on a website called ChatterBait.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And so I looked it up, and ever since then, I've been like, I'll just go back and look at it for a second, just real quick. And then, dude, you see some wild and it's free. It's just free. There's just people fucking blowing each other and all kinds of shit on there, just normal people. But there is one little aspect to it where there's chicks on there, and they look so fucking annoyed with their fucking phone in their hand, like, oh, you didn't token me or whatever. Yeah, and I'm like, I want to fucking, you need to be deleted. And there's no like Facebook standards to report them to, but it's become a bit of an addiction. I think I would say it's unhealthy at this point.
Yeah. Where's how much is too much?
Oh, 13 hours a day. But I just keep looking for somebody I know so I can take screenshots. And then I kind of halfway want to just get on there by myself. I don't know.
Oh, man. I actually have a legitimate answer to this, and that is if you have sign-in information for any particular free porn website.
No, there's no sign-ins. You just go right to the website.
I don't care. Pornhub.
I agree with that.
Pornhub, if you have to sign, if you sign in.
If you're paying for the premium.
Then that's where I draw the line. Yeah,
okay. I like that.
Okay. All right. Jesus Christ. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. All right.
Oh, my God. Like, Jonathan Dick.
What? Oh, no, that's not him.
No, he's the one that sent the next question.
But next one, this is from Facebook. This is Jonathan Richard.
Whatever.
He wants to know, what is the lowest temperature it should be socially acceptable to wear shorts?
I'm a bigger guy, so you say 32 degrees.
Freezing?
Yeah. Because I work outside anyway. I build decks now. OnlyFans didn't work. Remember, we covered this earlier.
Yes.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like I get, like, kind of... Oh, I've been trying to do cold plunges lately, too.
I have, too.
I bought one, and I set it up, and I've never gotten in it for 3 months. Because I just feel like it's going to be too cold. I tried taking cold showers because they cut my gas off because we didn't pay. And so I was like, all right, so for one whole week I had no choice but to take cold showers, and I was like, okay, I'm on the fucking road. Like, this is going to happen. Oh, and then I still just chicken the fuck out. But we have gas now. So.
That's
they
good.
Didn't really congratulations. Cut it. They didn't cut it off because I didn't pay the bill. We had a gas leak. And then we live in a house that was built in 1923. So that one gas leak led to another. We had a total of 7 gas leaks. They came out for for
Christ.
9 days straight searching new gas leaks every time we would get one of them fixed. Because you can't do them all at once. Right. Because it's yeah. everywhere. So they found shitloads of them. And during that time, I did take cold showers. And I will say, dude, it felt so fucking good.
It does.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah,
but, especially when you don't have a choice. It's like, dude.
Yes.
I am not taking my fucking nasty balls to bed. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And so you would, dude, it fucking felt so good. Now I'll probably never do it again.
If you take if you take showers in the morning because it wakes you up, take a cold one. It's fucking crazy. How about you, JP? What's the
coldest? You know what feels really good? Fucking hot shower.
They do. Yeah, they're pretty good.
I mean, I took one of those. The fuck is wrong with you?
Puts me right back to sleep. No, where's your cutoff? When's as cold as it can get for you to wear shorts?
I'm a leg guy, so I think they should always wear shorts.
Always wear shorts.
Yeah, 100%.
Damn.
If you have a
pants are just fucking leg prisons.
Yeah, leg prisons.
They really are.
I agree.
I'm a bitch.
You are a bitch. I mean, you got that right.
See?
You are a bitch.
I'm gonna say 40. 40 degrees. Okay. 40 degrees or lower, we make fun of people like that. We make fun of people because
the guy in the snow with his flip-flops and shorts on and then like a parka.
Those stupid motherfuckers. That's where I draw the line. 40 degrees, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. All right, next one. This is also from Facebook. This is from Bradley. Bradley, is it either Hovland or Hovland? He wants to know.
Could be Hovland.
It could be Hovland. He wants
Hoveland.
Maybe.
Okay.
He wants to know how much plastic surgery is too much plastic surgery.
All of it.
All of it?
All of it.
Oh, no. Not all of it.
Yeah. I like natural saggy titties. And
right
I just
now,
don't want your fucking chest rocks after you get the new ones. All right? Because they're hard. Always they're fucking hard. They don't feel real. They don't look real. They look fucking weird.
When you first get them, they don't feel real. But after a while, they feel real.
I just feel
real.
Like people look so fucking strange when they get plastic surgery. Like those chicks that get like everything done in their
yeah.
cuts. You know what I mean? Like,
they always look surprised.
So terrifying.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I will say this. There are some people, when if you got breast implants or something like that or you whatever,
yeah,
that's cool. That's totally fair and
fine. Or like a lift, I guess, would be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, my wife has a giant fucking nose. She wants to get that thing taken off or whatever and then I don't know.
When they start all looking alike to where they look like lizard people.
Yeah.
That's when it,
yeah, 100%.
When your Botox and your face is stretched out like you're just being pulled like the fucking Stretch Armstrong, that's too much.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
I guess I feel like a dick now. Because if you, like, little kids that had, like, cleft palate and stuff.
Well, I don't think that's where we were going.
Well, I don't know. But, that's plastic surgery.
No, so you need to live the rest of your life with that fucking cleft lip.
That's true. All right. Some of it's acceptable.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, JP?
I think when you can't stand next to a campfire without melting yourself, I think that's where my line.
That's your line. Okay. I love it. All right. Next one. This is from Twitter. This is at Zephyr Hills.
Nice.
Yeah. He wants to know.
I think I get their supplements.
Oh, good. He or she wants to know.
Should stop taking those. I heard they were recalled.
It's my plastic surgery.
There you go. Anyways.
For my nuts.
He wants to know, how long do you have to live in a state before you can say you are from there?
You got
to
be goddamn born there, son.
Ooh, yeah, wow. I don't know about that one because I lived in Dallas for like 5 years. I still don't consider myself
claim
from
it,
there.
Right. I think you gotta like the place you live in.
I think it's got to be like a 20 years thing.
This is something kind of weird. I saw a video that changed my perception on this, and that is there's a British guy who went to like all of his years all the way from primary elementary school. All the way through college in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's British.
Yeah.
He so he
right
sticks
in.
Out like a fucking sore thumb when he's in Japan.
He was eating Wagyu
and
drinking sake.
They
he was
interviewed
fine.
Him and they asked him, it's like, okay, well, you've lived your entire life practically here. You were born in another country, but you've lived here basically forever. Do you consider yourself from Japan? And he says, I'm not from here, but this is my home.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Yeah. So that puts a different perspective. I am not technically from Wichita.
Do you ever
Wichita.
Wish that Scotty would just stop talking?
No.
Or just like spontaneously explode? Yeah. Here's the deal.
Either way.
This is an easy fucking answer. We all learned this in Joe Dirt. Man, home is where you make it.
That's what I was going to say,
too. That's it. That's just where it is.
That's what I was going with,
But too. I don't know. To be able to be like, I'm not going to tell people I'm from L.A. or I'm from Dallas just because I lived there for however long.
Anyway.
But I also don't tell them I'm from Wichita, Kansas, either. That's just too embarrassing.
I'm so proud of living
I tell them here. I'm from Japan.
I'm from Japan, Governor.
Shit. Anyways, last one. This is from Instagram. Nate Mancusi, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Ooh, nice. This guy sounds Italian. My wife's after him.
I love a good Mancusi.
This guy is making some spaghetti and meatballs.
That's weird. Yeah, Mancusi.
That used to be my nickname in high school.
Now your nickname.
He has it tattooed as a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
With an arrow pointing down.
Oh, God. All right, Mancusi. What do you want? He wants to know, what is the appropriate age you should start talking to your kid about the birds and the bees? Dad?
I mean, I guess if they're allergic to bees, you have to talk to them about it pretty fucking early on how to work their fucking EpiPens.
Yeah, that's
And then
true.
Birds aren't real, so I have no idea.
How about penises and vaginas?
I'll tell you what happened when I was 13 years old. My father gave me a talk.
Okay. What? Okay.
He said, "Son, you have a loaded gun. Keep it in the fucking holster."
In the holster.
That's literally it. That was all he said. And I was like, I don't know what any of this means. And I was in Catholic school, so I really didn't know what any of that meant. But I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18, so I guess it worked.
Yeah. See, same here. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18. Yeah. And you want to know when my parents?
I was scared of the pussy, and I swear to you, teenage girls are the most fucking violent, horny little sons of bitches on planet Earth.
Especially like,
if
they're Catholic, by the way.
Dude, they are not scared.
No.
I feel when I lost my virginity that it wasn't really my choice.
See, that's like, the same thing.
Like, I would have been okay with, like the 40, what is it?
I don't 40 know. 40-year-old virgin? Yeah.
Where he's like 41st day, and he's like, how about 50 dates? How about, I would have been fine with that.
Sure, sure.
And then once it happens, it's like, oh, well, she made
it. That's it. Yeah. Same thing.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. Luckily, I have stepkids, so this doesn't really pertain to me.
So for me, it was whenever my dad told me about the birds and the bees whenever he caught me looking through his porn.
Oh, nice.
Because then it's like, okay, I'm not.
Surprised you didn't turn up?
No, it wasn't like his magazine. It was his porn.
No.
His dad's porn.
No,
his mom did not shave.
They've been making it for years.
Yeah. It was a VHS tape
of them having sex
from the 1980s, and so the bushes were
You couldn't even see
around.
Any lips. So you didn't even know what that thing looked
you
like.
You didn't until the 90s whenever they started shaving them.
That's true.
But yeah, that's whenever dad had
I need some Arby's all of a sudden.
I love a big bush.
Yeah, dude. I'm okay with a bush for sure.
No. Wax that shit.
Brazilian really?
Wax that shit. Yes.
I'll take a little like landing strip. That's fine.
Nah. But anyways, no. Same fucking story. Same thing happened. I was 18 years old, and she took my virginity from me. Catholic girl too for you, Steve?
Every fucking time.
How about JP?
I'd like to plead the fifth.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex with a woman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Was that the first time you did it?
Was with a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even really gay.
You're playing.
You had one bad experience.
Oh, I did. We talked about it on the show before, man. Smelled my car up to the point. Smelled my car up to the point I took it to the car wash and power washed the inside of it.
fuck, it was dude. A bad That's deal. Pretty bad when your car is sponsored dude. By Summer's Eve.
Yeah, it was not good. I don't think Summer's Eve could have helped this chick.
Oh, that's fucking great.
My buddy fingered a chick one time, and he kept making me try and He's like, it smells like Taco Bell hot sauce. I was like, I don't know what Taco Jesus Bell Christ. You've been eating at, sir. But
Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was gross.
I think you got to start earlier now because of the internet. So
You have to. Yeah, dude. Otherwise, can you imagine what fucking sexual deviants we would have been with Pornhub?
No, it's on their fucking phone.
Wait till right these 10-year-old kids now, when they're 25.
Oh, dude.
I couldn't even imagine.
I thought it was fucked up. Was that 50 Shades of Grey bullshit? I thought that was a little weird. Yeah, I think these kids are going to be fucking way past that, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So anyways, I say the earlier the
and
better.
You know what? That's where I draw the line. So that is that week's segment. Now we get to move on.
Oh, I didn't know we were drawing lines.
Well, that's what we were doing. Yeah. You did it the whole time.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I got a bush.
Yes.
You got a bush. I was going to ask if that was a bush.
Yeah. Very good. Now we get to move
on. Very accurate.
Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. This is, you know, this is a
questions
fun
and questions.
Questions and questions in Spanish. First one.
For all of the Spanish listeners, they get one word.
Hey, man, we got
one thing they can understand.
Avid listeners out of Mexico City. Thank you very much.
Fuck yeah, dude. I do not envy their elevation at all. They can't drink shit up there. It's like 11,000 feet. Fuck.
Anyways, first question this week is, what's a music album that would describe your sex life at one point?
Back in Black.
Fuck you. Wow. God damn it.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Slippery When Wet.
I did I did the Black album is what mine was.
I was Back in Black by AC/DC.
I also did Blink-182, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh, I thought maybe it was called All the Small Things.
That one could work too. Yeah. You got one over there, Steve?
Man, I don't know. I didn't really think about this, I'll be honest with you.
Love in an Elevator.
Yeah, maybe.
That's not what the name of the album was, though.
an album.
You said album.
Oh, an album.
Yeah.
You didn't say song, you said album.
Which one was that? What was Aerosmith's album was that?
It wasn't called Love in an Elevator.
I would go with that Johnny Cash album with the Hurt Me song on it.
Okay. That'll work. Yeah. All right. Next one. This comes in from Michael Bowerman off of Facebook. He wants to know, what's the best way to quit your job?
I don't know what the best way is, but I know what the best time is.
Well, what's the best time?
Lunch. It's always lunch. I don't know. I've worked a lot of construction jobs, and everybody always quits at lunch.
Yeah?
And then you get the drunkest that day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's so great. It's and a then good you time. Have to come back Friday to pick up your check. And then the guy that's running the crew or whatever, he's so used to it. He's just kind of a dick about it. It's not that big of a deal, but then you, like, buy him a beer, and it's... this guy might be talking about normal stuff, though. Yeah. I don't know. Like, he might be talking about people in an office or something where you have to actually give them a letter and you don't just fight the superintendent.
I don't know. So one of our most avid listeners, she's probably been a listener for longer. I mean, I've seen her comments since we first started doing this goddamn show. But Taylor Morosky, she said that she just recently quit her job. And so...
Quitting is a thing.
Quiet quitting is a thing, but
she
wants
once.
To know the answer to this question, so I'm going to give her my exact answer.
Okay.
My exact answer is you want to hurt the person you hate the most.
So, I don't know, dude. You never want to burn all the bridges, man. You always got to leave that open.
That's the thing. You got to be very, very particular about who you're pissing off. You don't want to just leave and fuck everybody else over. You just want to fuck that person over.
Okay.
So however you can quit to piss that person off, which is normally your boss. So if it's your boss, get a group of you to quit all at the same time so then they have to work 10 times as hard. That is the best way.
You just made a union.
That fucker off. Oh yeah, totally, 100%.
Holy
I don't care.
Shit, dude. That's pretty rough.
I know what I'm doing, but also the other advice I give you is don't always think when you put in your 2 weeks notice that you will get 2 weeks notice.
If you don't get 2 weeks notice, you automatically get unemployment.
Oh, cool.
If they don't give you the option or they don't give you the opportunity to stay and work, you just tell the unemployment office that, and then they automatically give you unemployment.
I never had
that. That happened to me one time.
I never.
Yeah, it happened to me one time.
I never asked for that. How about you, JP?
So I waited tables for a long time in a lot of different places, and the best way that I ever quit my job was I was off on a Wednesday, and I picked up three of the server's shifts for that Wednesday.
What a dick!
And then didn't show up.
What a dick!
Did you quit or get fired?
I don't know. I quit. Oh. I just stopped. I was. I told them. I would. I told each one of them. Oh, I'll work for you.
Oh, nice.
Don't worry. I told Brian. He said we're good.
Was this at Bennigan's?
It's close. You're really close.
I worked at Bennigan's and got fired from there. That's why.
So I told all the three of them that were working that night that I would cover their shifts, and then I just didn't fucking show up, and neither did they.
Oh, nice. And, so the manager had to work?
I mean, I guess I never fucking went back.
Fuck that guy. That's awesome. That's perfect. So, I like it.
Yeah.
My favorite part of Bennigan's was the birthday song.
Yeah, of course it was, man.
That's literally it.
Mine was the Monte Cristo.
Isn't it like happy birthday? I mean, like
happy birthday on this your special day. Oh, happy birthday is what we're here to say.
Hey.
I think, I don't know. I loved it. It was so great, dude. Yeah. I'd be so excited to do that.
Next question. If Chewie from Star Wars could actually talk, what would he sound like?
I think like what's that guy in the wheelchair?
Okay. Oh, Stephen Hawking?
Yeah. I think he would sound Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, he'd be all
digital. I think that's what he would sound like.
I think he would sound like a really, really proper Englishman.
No way.
Yeah, I do.
That would have probably been.
I think he'd just be like, "Oh yes, chap, I do have a red rocket situation." Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he would. Yep.
What do you think he would sound like, Scotty?
I think we need no good in the fucking
way. No.
I've met several of those Chewies in construction, and that's
different.
Not.
That's different.
It's Millennium Falcon, goddamn it. Yeah,
no. Okay. Oh, you went from Mexican to Indian?
I think he was already doing Indian, but he's just not very good at it.
I think it was
Indian the whole time.
It's not even going to be. It's not even going to be India anymore.
You're right. Sorry. It's like, hey, get in the fucking Millennium Falcon. That's what he would sound like.
That's an aggressive Chewie.
That is.
God damn it, Han Solo. Yeah.
India is no longer going to be India. It is now going to be called Bharat.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for that.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
Spectacular knowledge on the show. Next question. What is a strange sign to see at a strip club?
Extra parking in the rear.
No, I'd expect that.
Yeah.
I actually...
Please don't pet the animals. Do not feed the animals.
Do not feed the animals. Yeah. That's great.
The crotch goblin.
Rare Pokemon in the VIP room.
Yeah.
I thought that's was great. Awesome.
It's a fire.
Charmander in the VIP room. 10 pretty ladies, one ugly one. I think that'd be another good sign.
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot puss ahead.
Yeah. And my last one is...
The B-Squad on Tuesdays.
Yeah. You know, they, them, Thursdays. That's what it would be that one. Any more, Steve, you got down there?
No, man. I didn't even think of one.
Yeah, I figured.
So...
Okay.
Sorry. Thank God we have him on the show.
I know. I've really contributed.
You're doing a bang-up job here, Steve.
Really contributed a lot, obviously. Yeah. So.
And last but certainly not least, we're going to give it up to a fan. This is Twitter.
All right.
And his name is Ben Longard. He wants to know, rejected names for little people.
Oh, Scotty Gehrman.
Thanks, man. Ba-dum-bum.
Wheatards.
Little meat missiles.
Little meat missiles. Yeah.
I just thought of picking them up and throwing them.
Well, I mean, what the fuck else do you do with them? There's some hot ones, though, dude, with their little tiny hands. Dude, my dick would look like a fucking stop sign in their fucking hands. Dude. My wife has giant hands. My dick looked like a crayon in my wife's fucking hands. She has the biggest fucking hands of any woman I've ever met. Like, I actually ask her to open jars and shit for me all the time because they're beefy.
I just thought, like, you can't call them midgets anymore, and so...
No, you can, though.
You can?
You can. I sat next to Bridget the Midget at the comedy store. In Los Angeles, and this has been not too long ago. I was there for a friend of mine who's in a wheelchair. He's got cerebral palsy. He was doing a roast battle with Brad Williams.
He's a
little person. And so they set me on the front row, and everybody in the front row is a midget. And I was just like, what the fuck? Except for me and the dude next to me.
Did they all eventually just end up on your lap?
Kind of. Fucking dude, Bridget the Midget gets fucking wrecked, dude. Yeah, she gets so fucked up. But I was joking with them, obviously, and I was, you know, we were having a good time, and I asked Bridget a couple things. I asked her if her parents knew before they named her, That was like the one the one thing that I wanted to know, because then you know her dad named her at that point. Like, that's, you know, come on, Bridget the Midget.
Yeah, but come on.
Anyway, and then the dude on the other side of me, he was a black dude, and he had on a shirt that said 25 cent rather than 50 cent. I was like, all right, man, these guys are cool. And then so I asked the her manager was sitting to my right, and he had on a shirt that says, I've had it up to here with midgets, and there's a line right at his belt line. And I was like, all right, so you guys are cool with like the midget. And Bridget the Midget got fucking heated on that. She was like, oh, you don't fucking call us little people. We are fucking midgets. Like, they're very, very proud of that.
Oh, so nice.
And then I kinda still... like, but I still couldn't bring myself to call him midgets all night. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of like your buddy going, hey, man, you can say the N-word just tonight.
Yeah, I know, dude. I just like, was no, like, no, I'm not falling I'm into good. This fucking yeah. trap.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Jeff Ross, he was judging the roast battle. And probably the funniest joke of the entire night was when, Joe's in a wheelchair that, I mean, he has dude, to like.
Joe is awesome.
Yeah.
And dude, that dude is brilliant.
Well, and he was standing next to fucking Brad Williams, and Jeff Ross said, you two look like the last two kids left at a Ukrainian orphanage. And that might have been the funniest shit I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Dude, that's awesome.
Anyway, no, so midgets a go, dude. Okay. From midgets. That is direct from midgets.
All right. Mine was simple. Mine was just nubbins. I just
Salisbury steaks.
Nubbins is fine.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's nubbins is fine. It's not, and then you can mm-hmm. can't confuse the N-words.
What, so, isn't that what they call the hot little midgets is nuggets?
Oh, or
what
no. do they call them? I don't know. I said nubbins.
I know, but they got what's the term for?
I don't know,
dude. There's a term for it, and there is some hot like.
Yeah, I know.
Natalie's 5'2".
Yeah.
So she's almost a midget. Isn't it 4'10"?
Four eight okay. or 4'9". I can't remember.
She just missed it.
Yep, just missed it. But anyways.
Her hands didn't. Holy fuck, those things are massive. Dude, she'll grab a pair of vice grips.
She's all hands.
She grabs a pair of vice grips and it looks like tweezers in her fucking hand. God.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is our questions and preguntas for this week. Again, every Monday I will send... I'll make a post on all of our socials on Laughing on the Sidelines where you can make your comments and make your suggestions for every episode. But now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. I fucking won the game console draft, motherfuckers. Whee!
What did you win?
Blowjob from JP.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyways, because I won, I get the championship picks this week.
I don't know if that's a prize.
It's definitely not. It's not as good as you told everybody it was.
Yeah.
And anyways, I won. Did you come in second or third?
I'm pretty sure I got third.
I'm pretty sure you did too. Third is a very nice way of saying last place.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that means JP is going to get the sandwich picks that he always prefers anyways. Because we have a guest, and our guest is Steve Peters. So that means that, Steve, you get the first overall pick for this week's draft. So congratulations. This week's draft is going to be... your last meal draft. So it is going to be your death row last meal. You can have any meal that you want.
Nice.
We get to pick five of them. And Steve, you get your first pick.
My first pick would be a bowl of pine nuts.
Jesus Christ. Pine nuts, huh?
Hey, buddy, I am deathly allergic to pine nuts, and if I'm going out, I'm going out on my own fucking terms.
Okay, that's fine. JP, what do you got, buddy?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo, okay.
My favorite.
All right, that's good. I like that pick, but not as much as... I'm going to be just flat out honest. I'm going to go all of the foods that made me like happy when I was a kid. And so the first one is going to be Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be my first one. I get it. And then I am also going to go with that one's gonna probably come back to me. I'm gonna go steak and lobster.
Oh, there we go.
That's steak nice. That's, and that's lobster. Nice,
yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
Classy.
Yep, that's classy. Right. All right, and now JP.
Prison lobster has got to be pretty good.
No, motherfucker. Be good. They are flying that shit from the coast, motherfucker.
I want it fresh.
They're flying
I want
that shit from Cheney shit. Lake.
I said lobster, not fucking crawdads.
Mm.
Anyways, JP.
Same thing.
JP,
tomato, potato.
Yeah, JP, your second pick.
Mac and cheese.
You fucking son of a bitch.
It's my favorite, man.
Yeah.
Love me some mac and cheese.
The Kraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
But you got to make it right. People don't make it right.
See, and that's the thing, and that's going to come in my next pick, so I'm not going to get away.
You gotta use 2 capfuls of milk, not half a cup like they say.
Oh, shit.
And then it makes it. Yeah, dude, I got a whole system.
A whole system?
Use half the butter and basically half the milk.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's so much cheesier and so much better.
No, I got to have like
you
a
like soupy.
No, not the milk. Not the milk. It's the butter. The butter, you got to fucking like, oh, dude, we're talking.
The butter's just so the cheese powder will stick to the fucking pasta.
Don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Tastes delicious with like a fucking stick of it.
Yeah.
Steve, right. You get 2 picks in a row, dude.
All right. Pick number 1, a chicken breast.
A chicken breast.
I am deathly allergic to chicken as well. And if I'm going out, I'm going out on my own fucking terms.
I like that.
Pick number 2 would be a tuna steak. I am deathly allergic to tuna. And if I'm going out, I'm going out on my own terms.
Okay.
Good deal.
Fine.
I'm not even lying. These are foods that I'm deathly allergic to. It will close my throat and kill me if I don't have an EpiPen.
JP, your next pick.
Monte Cristo.
What the fuck is that?
It's basically a club sandwich that's been deep fried,
and then
you dip it in
turkey
jelly.
And ham and shit.
Oh, it's so good. Fucking ridiculously good, man. Very good. Norton's had a good one for a long time. They just stopped making it too.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I know how to make one thing in this world exceptionally well. And I don't make from scratch ingredients or anything like that. But I can make some killer fucking spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spaghetti with the Prego meat sauce, garlic, mushrooms, and
Prego.
Italian.
I make killer sauce. Spaghetti. I fucking make killer spaghetti. Have you guys had the Prego?
It is the freshest sauce I've ever homemade in the microwave
right now, dude.
No, but you gotta add the other ingredients into it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, like Prego. Salt and pepper.
Yeah, like salt.
No, pepper, like garlic, fucking mushrooms, and Italian sausage, and you have to do it a certain way. So you
make your own sauce, but you use Prego as the base.
All right, listen here, mac and cheese. I'm doing the exact same thing as you did. Whatever, only I'm just not being as descriptive.
Yeah, okay. I love it.
All right.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Prego.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ.
I guess I'm going to have to go with my next pick. I'm going to go with, I don't even know what you call it, like a Thanksgiving ham. Like
rum ham.
Not rum ham?
Oh, dude.
Rum ham.
Dude, you have to. You don't even know what Always Sunny in Philadelphia is?
No, I know it. I know what the show is.
He's a fucking idiot. Did you not know this before you came over here?
What the fuck,
man? I like ham.
He's an idiot.
Well, you'd love rum ham.
You would.
I gotta love my Thanksgiving ham, so I'm going to go with that. Fuck you guys. JP, your next pick.
Cereal.
What kind?
Ah, man, it's a tough call. I love it all.
Captain.
Blueberry muffin tops.
Blueberry?
You can only get them at Walmart.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah? Well, congratulations. Coincidentally, he's also allergic to it.
I shopped in the Husky section at Dillard's, and my nickname was Blueberry Muffin Tops.
It's the Malto meal in the bags. It's called Blueberry Muffin Tops.
Oh, God.
It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but blueberry.
Oh.
It's fucking good.
See, you had me at Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then you lost me at blueberry.
All right.
All right, Steve, these are your last 2 picks. What other picks will you pick to kill you?
A fillet of salmon.
Because?
Because I am allergic to
Jesus
salmon.
Christ.
And I will die on my own terms.
Yes.
And your last pick? Biscuits.
Pheasant. Pheasant. Pheasant, because I think it'll take those fuckers a long time to find a pheasant. And that would delay my death at least a couple of hours with orange sauce. And my mom used to get me a pheasant every Thanksgiving because I couldn't eat anything else. So it would remind me of her right before I went and saw her.
That is good shit.
After the electricity courses through my bed. Do we have electric chairs anymore?
No.
Oh, not, fucking not, pussies.
I don't even know if we actually have.
This country is just going to the shit.
Lethal injection only in a few states.
I think there's a firing squad still somewhere.
In Utah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Utah, yeah.
You can have like 13 wives and get killed in front of a firing squad. That place is fucking lit. They don't even need booze. How do you have 13 wives and you can't fucking drink?
I know.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I know. It's fucking crazy.
It's insane.
JP, your last pick.
I'm going to say popcorn kernels.
Okay. All right.
Nice. That way when they electrocute me, I just fucking fill up with pop. Yeah. Like, it's like Jiffy it's like Pop. The
birds at a wedding when they throw bird seed.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. I love it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ready for this?
I'm ready, man. I can't wait.
All right. I'm going to have, I'm actually going to
I'm hanging on your every word.
I'm going to go sushi. Ugh. No, five-star sushi is the coolest thing. In the
sushi'd
world.
Kill me too. It's gonna be salmon and tuna and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I could share that.
I'm
sushi
so excited.
With
you. We are officially going to Florida for my brother's bachelor/wedding party.
Oh, dude, that's fucking Florida's known for their sushi and Pearl Harbor and everything. You're gonna love that place. It's awesome.
That's Hawaii.
Yeah, it's same thing.
I know.
It's fine.
but it's the exact same thing.
But
we are
half
going,
of it's burning.
We're going to like a Michelin star sushi place. I'm fucking pumped.
You get some fucking tires, you'll eat some good sushi, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, dude. It'll be great.
That's awesome.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. You can go to facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines or go to Twitter, which is @LOTSidelines, and vote for your favorite list of our last meals. But now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week, brought to you by Steve Peters, everybody. That's it.
It's my Peter.
It's Steve's Peters.
Yep. Brought to you by Steve's Peter.
It's made out of carbonite. Well, it's getting more action.
A lot of money to
it's getting more action
host this show
than when it was real. Carbonite dick Steve Peters is getting so much more puss.
Yes.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is, would you rather be broadcasted on Chatterbait at a Catholic school tickle party, or...
As the VIP.
You were the VIP at a Catholic school tickle party.
Podcast prodigy, ladies and gentlemen. Scotty Gurman.
Broadcasting on Chatterbait. Or you can now only have sex in a Whole Foods parking lot.
Well, I'll kick this off. And I'm not thinking, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised. I'm going with the tickle party.
Here's the problem with the Whole Foods thing and only having sex there. They have organic soap that doesn't have chemicals in it. It gets a little fucking ripe after a while, bud. I don't know. I need aluminum, or however you say that, in my soap.
Aluminium.
So, the Pacha soap that they have, it fades away in about 13 seconds.
Yeah. But that's just where you have to have sex.
They have sheepskin condoms. So
do they really?
Yeah, well, I would assume so. Okay. They're probably on the buffet.
Next you got to gotta go. You got to get them
the
in the deli.
The worst pizza in the fucking planet, by the way. Gee, many Christmas. It's not even fucking pizza. It's made on a cardboard box. That's the actual crust.
Yeah, that's the crust. It's one of those keto pizzas.
They do have good cheddar broccoli salad.
Jesus Christ. I am going with only having sex in a Whole Foods parking lot.
Fuck yeah, you are. It's going to be with me.
Congratulations.
I don't care. I don't have to have sex ever again. I can just tell you I am not going to participate in a Catholic school tickle party.
Well, that's your loss, bro.
I was going to say, I've never even heard of this.
Maybe I'll go to heaven, I guess. Isn't that the idea?
Well, that's what they say.
Okay, well... I don't think God would be very happy with that.
He's the one that set this whole thing up.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, think what you want.
Pretty sure he didn't.
I know my Lord.
Oh, it's good.
And that's I know crazy. What he wants me to do.
Okay. He's talking about the guy at the dungeon. Yeah.
He makes me call him my Lord.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Steve? What are you doing, bud?
Oh, Whole Foods all day, bro. What the fuck? Oh, and they have these olives that you can get in there, too. It's in, like, feta cheese and olive oil. It's so good. And then you get John's pita bread. It's a homemade pita bread thing. And then, yeah, it's very good.
Fucking
and then,
anybody so, dude, or just the food?
Oh, yeah, that, too. But they have their biscuits and gravy are fucking horrible. And I get them every single time on the little breakfast buffet and don't ever get them. But the chicolatas or whatever they call them, very good. In California, I don't know how they are here. Okay. I'm banging chicks in the Whole Foods parking lot all day every day.
He's paying them rent.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And most of them don't shave their armpits.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Or their legs.
My God. If you think a cooter stinks and getting in JP's car, you should go to Whole Foods parking lot. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is this week's episode. Steve Peters, everybody.
Yay! Steve, thank you guys for having me once a year.
Steve, where can our listeners and watchers go and follow you?
On Facebook, I'm Steve Peters. And then...
I am Steve Peters?
Probably. I don't know. Just type it in. And then... I think that's what it is. Well, I have Steve Peters Comedian, I guess, on Facebook, but I don't think I've ever logged on it before. I don't, just be my friend, man. We're going to fucking talk. If you're going to be my friend, don't be a bitch. We're going to fucking talk about things.
Steve, when I first met you, you had this like page on Facebook.
Oh, it was Esteban. I did have a different name for a while. I did, but there was some tax issues. Anyway, so there's that. And then I'm Steve Peters Comedian, I believe, Steve_Peters_Comedian on Instagram. And then the real Steve, or no, real Steve Peters Comedian on X.
Oh, on Twitter.
I'm not going to use its dead name.
For the best, yeah.
And then there's usually stevepeterscomedy.net and stevepeterscomedy.com, but that's on Wix, and I didn't pay the both of those. So I didn't, so that probably, you'll go to like Big Daddy or what is it? GoDaddy?
GoDaddy.com. Yeah.
They'll probably be like, this fucking website name is available. And if you fucking cocksuckers take my name, I'm going to fucking kill you. So that one, I don't know. It depends on how much money I have in the next few months, and that website will probably come back up. But you can find me on YouTube as well. I have one video on there. So it's bad. I talk about working with BTK. And I did. I worked with BTK, the serial killer. It's a true story.
We posted that actually on our TikTok.
There we go. So I have TikTok, and I keep getting booted off of it because I threw flashbangs at my kids. That is a true story. I did order flashbangs from Russia, and this is before the war, okay? This is when they were still just Russian vodka people, and I fucking threw the flashbangs at my kids, and I tried to put it on TikTok, and it got a bunch of views, and then they said, you can't be here anymore. So now I'm just an observer. So that's
Shit.
So, or you can call me, whatever.
316. Yep.
No, it's 310. I have an LA number, buddy. I have an LA number. Yeah. Watch out. So, yeah.
Anyways, Steve Peters, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
I am available for bat mitzvahs. So that's, we'll do it.
Hope to have you on much more frequently, if at all possible, if you're in town.
I love it.
JP.
I love it. Let's do it.
JP, you're still my favorite.
I know. I don't blame you. He's pretty fucking dope.
Fucking sweet kid.
Not only that, he's so dependable, unlike the other guy that's not here today. But thank you.
Well,
he's sick.
He's sick. He has maybe COVID.
Oh, Jesus. Right? Yeah, maybe.
I'm glad he doesn't have COVID.
He has vagicitis.
I was with him all night last night.
Yeah, so exactly.
I'm glad he doesn't have COVID.
Yeah, convinced the NFL is rigged, but Jesus Christ, vaccinations and masks actually work. You know, that's what that guy thinks. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so very much for listening to this show and sharing it with your friends. That helps us grow this podcast. Follow us on our socials, which is at Laughing on the Sidelines, pretty much anywhere, or on Twitter/X, which is at LOT Sidelines. Thank you very much, guys. And as we always like to say, do us a favor. If you like us, tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
we hope you have to eat Prego spaghetti for every meal for the rest of your life.
Oh, I'd like to plug one more thing. If you guys ever need a deck built,
please call me. I will build your deck. I'm very inexpensive.
If you don't like us, tell your enemies. And until next time, JP.
Remember, Prego. It's in there.
It is.
Until next time, keep laughing, assholes. We'll see you later. Take care.
Bye.